Shell still has drill rigs working in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas, but Senator Mark Begich got an early start in Anchorage today trying to understand the lessons learned from the first season of Arctic drilling in more than two decades. At a congressional field hearing, federal agencies, local community representatives, and Shell all weighed in on what went right in the Arctic this summer and what went wrong. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
The Coast Guard had its biggest presence ever in the Arctic this summer. And after hearing Coast Guard Rear Admiral Thomas Ostebo talk about those operations, Senator Begich asked what the Coast Guard would need to do its job better in the future.
No, that's the million-dollar question here, sir, in a lot of ways.
In some ways, millions of dollar question.
Yes, sir.
It was the simple question all six people who testified were asked to address. What should be in place as offshore drilling and eventually production ramps up in the Arctic Ocean? Rear Admiral Ostebo talked about the need for H-60 helicopters and icebreakers and other ships, but he also said the region requires something much more basic, better communications.
I go back to my experience with all the way back to Exxon Valdez, 9/11, Deepwater Horizon, Hurricane Katrina. The first thing that's lost in one of those major calamities in situational awareness is the ability is bandwidth. The ability to communicate and get information out to everybody else.
That lack of basic services and infrastructure in the Arctic was a theme that came up a lot during the hearing. Laura Fergioni is acting director of the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She says demand for ice forecasting and other weather services is increasing in the Arctic, but there are limits on what the Weather Service can provide in the region.
Currently, Alaska has limited tide and current data, obsolete shoreline and hydrographic data, and in fact, most of the Arctic waters that have been charted were surveyed long ago, back to the Captain Cook days. As a result, confidence in the region's nautical charts is very low.
When it was time to hear a report from the field, Shell Alaska Vice President Pete Slaby said the company was thrilled to be working in the Arctic, but he said he was disappointed the rigs weren't able to drill into oil this summer. That's because it couldn't get its oil containment barge, the Arctic Challenger, ready in time. The Coast Guard issued its final approval to the barge Wednesday, and Slaby says the vessel's oil containment dome to stop a flowing well will be game-changing.
An ability to separate oil, gas, and water on top of a flowing well or a pipeline or other incident is something that this industry is needed since 1979.
At the hearing, Slaby made the case for revenue sharing for Alaska, and that message was echoed by the representative from the North Slope Borough. Jacob Adams is chief administrative officer for the borough.
We bear the majority of the risk of what can go wrong with OCS development and receive little direct benefit.
Adams says the borough would like a louder voice in federal decisions on offshore drilling that affect the community, but he praised Shell for the company's cautious approach during the drilling season. Environmental groups were more critical. Representatives from environmental organizations weren't invited to testify at the hearing, but Lois Epstein, Arctic Program Director for the Wilderness Society, sat in the audience. Afterwards, she said the hearing identified a lot of troubling issues.
We are going forward when we haven't fully put in place all the things that are needed, and we're moving forward regardless, and today's hearing sort of kept along that path rather than raising questions about what has gone wrong. What do we need to fix? How can we fix it before we put ourselves into a very messy situation?
Epstein says the hearing offered too much cheerleading and not enough hard questions, and she called that a missed opportunity. Shell's two drill rigs can continue work in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas until October 31st, but may pull out earlier if conditions require it. The company won't say how many wells it's hoping to start drilling this season. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.